Oh no, you're muted, Kirk. Uh-oh.
This is good.
There you go. Now I hear you.
This good. This bodes well.
This does bode well.
Welcome to Pod Maverick. My name is Kirk Anderson, joined as always by Josh Bow. We're coming to you a little before 9:30 on Friday, April 10th. It's the second to last game of the Dallas Mavericks regular season, and because they're not making the playoffs, there's no postseason. Dallas Mavericks just lost to the Spurs, 139-120. Josh, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm counting down the days to Sunday night around 10:30.
Yep. And then we're gonna take a break. Nonsense. We're gonna take a little bit of a break. And maybe never return. Who knows? So I've got to say, though, you know, so the Mavericks played the Spurs tonight, and it was a better game.
Uh-oh. Did we lose you?
What about now?
I hear you now.
See, there's something with StreamYard tonight. It's not us, and it's not my internet, because I'm good on the other stuff.
Yeah.
This was a better game than I think we could have hoped for. Largely because, you know, when you hear Victor Wembanyama is going to play, and he needed to get to at least 20 minutes to qualify for the awards. Cooper Flagg played. Nobody else really played for the Mavericks outside of like Cooper. The rest of the veterans were basically on the bench, but that's fine. The Spurs, you know, had a couple of guys out, and this was just kind of one of these games where the Mavericks played really hard for 2.5 quarters. And then they died because the Spurs were a better team. Now, here is the part that I at least enjoyed, was the fact that Wemby blew past his minutes limit because he was scoring well. And, you know, it's not like the Mavericks were all.
Oh, we lost you again. Oh, boy.
It's really not me. Like, I know.
You just cut out and then you go away for a bit. I don't even know what's happening.
You know, I'm going to try something. My TV operates off my internet. Maybe I'm going to turn off my television and see if that does anything. You talk for a second.
Yeah, I was going to say this game was, you know, the Spurs kind of kicked the Mavericks' ass. The Mavericks gave a good fight. I mean, they even had the lead in the third quarter, which is kind of incredible when you think about how the game was going. But then the Spurs kind of just turned it on. I mean, the Mavericks played. Their entire bench was, you know, kind of like the end of the scrap heap. Two-way guys. It was Tyler Smith, AJ Johnson, John Pulukitis. I still can't say his name right, even though I watch the broadcast and I'm like, okay, listen to when the announcers call his last name so that you can remember how to say it right. And I'm like, yeah, Pulukitis. I'm just like, I'm saying it over and over in my head and I still can't get it. But yeah. The Mavericks played hard. Cooper was awesome. He had like a 20 something point first half, kept them close. And then, you know, the team just ran out of steam and the Spurs admirably. Yeah. Like you said, they played more of their guys than they probably needed to. Victor subbed out after he hit the 20 minute mark in the second half and then came back in, which I think was kind of surprising, but he also had 40 points in 26 minutes, which is like hilarious point rate there. But yeah, it's what you've said a billion times, Kirk, is the Mavericks get their asses kicked in the first quarter, which they did. They lost the first quarter 37-26. Then they come back and they stabilized. They won the second quarter 39-31. They made it a game. They had the lead early in the third quarter. And then from there, the Spurs went on a bajillion to nothing run for the most part. And yeah, that's the game. I mean, it's hard to talk about because this is literally every game the Mavericks have played this season, unless it's clutch. And we're not hearing you. Oh boy. Now I hear you.
One of the things that I was enjoying about Victor's 40 point bonanza is it gives us a little bit of something to talk about, because one of the odder talking points that has sprung up the last few days, and like, I like Brian Windhorst. I've met him. He's been kind to me. But like, he made some snarky comments on his podcast today about how the Mavericks were just like force feeding Cooper. And it's like, so what do you want the Mavericks to fucking do? Do you want them, you know, that compared to other, slightly biased was the one who tweeted this, where he said, you know, the Mavericks invented tanking in 2023, where they rested Luka for two games. And now they're doing something evil called prioritizing the development of their number one overall pick. And it's like, I would say that in terms.
You cut out again, Kirk. do you want me to just ramble for 15 minutes? You go edit stuff on the site and I'll try to close this out, because I think it's just going to keep happening where you just keep cutting out. I think StreamYard, it was doing something weird to me earlier today, not to get inside, but I'm sure our listeners love to hear this, but it was being weird with me before we joined our platform that we use to record our podcasts. So technical difficulties. It's the second to last game of the season. It's fitting that it's happening now. But I think, Kirk, what you were talking about was like Windhorse, feeding Cooper Flag. I mean, yeah, it's kind of silly. I mean, you look at Cooper's last couple games. I mean, what else are they supposed to do? Like, there's no one else really to play. They're sitting, you know, the veterans are kind of in and out. And also his 51-point game and his 45-point game, he was over 50% from the field in both of them. He was 63% in the 51-point game, and he was 52%. In the 45-point game against the Lakers. Like, he the only game he really kind of was chucking a little bit, you know, maybe the Clippers game and the Phoenix game. But I mean, again, it's not like he played 34 minutes against the Clippers and 32 against Phoenix. So again, it's not like he's playing 40 minutes and taking 35 shots and, you know, missing them all. If he's taking shots and he's making them, I don't know what else you're supposed to do. That's a silly one. I didn't even care, because that was clearly made to just kind of, you know, rile people up. I don't think that comment was made with any serious foresight there or analysis there. I think that was just a let's get the clip machine running and let's get people fired up so people can look at this clip. Because if you're actually watching, then you know that they're not really force feeding Cooper. And yeah, this game was. Now I hear you.
I just ran an internet test. I'm at very good. Like, I'm at like excellent internet speed. I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening okay. here.
I think it's the platform, because I think, like I was saying earlier, I couldn't hear. I tried to do some tests and it wasn't working. So,
well, it's just been kind of a fun day of conversation, a fun couple days of conversation, because you and I.
Hey, Kirk, you cut out again. I don't think it's gonna. Let me just see if I can soliloquy here a little bit. And we'll try to get this done. There we go. Kirk backed out. He might try to rejoin. Wow, what a great podcast this is. We need Kirk for this, because he's been way more fired up about the Luka, the Cooper Khan Rookie of the Year stuff. And I am just not fired up about it at all. Like, zero fired up about it. And I apologize. I'm not trying to say you shouldn't. Like, if you're a Mavs fan, you should be fired. You want your guys to win. That's the whole point of sports. If it didn't fire you up, then why are you even watching? And the answer for me is I'm watching because this gives, you know, I kind of have to. And I like watching the basketball. I don't care for the, I'm not a hot take artist like I used to be a couple years ago. But yeah, this game was whatever. And I think Cooper, I don't know if he's going to win Rookie of the Year. This was another great game for him. 33 points on 25 shots. And he had like 22 points. Or 24 points in the first half. There was a moment there where he thought he was going to maybe get to 40 again, but he cooled off a little bit in the second half and the third quarter. And also the Mavericks didn't force feed him, funny enough. Other guys took lots of shots besides him. As you would expect against San Antonio, Cooper was very jumper heavy. You know, Wembanyama is gonna wall off the paint. Cooper was 3 of 6 in the restricted area, 3 of 5 in the paint. He was 4 of 7 from mid-range and 3 of 7 from three. And I think he started like 3 or 4 from three, so he missed his last three. Started very hot with his jumper. He had a really nice mid-range jumper in the third quarter where he kind of like faced up, like caught the ball in the triple threat, then like dribbled in hard toward the baseline, and then kind of did like a sidestep dribble, escape dribble to make some space. Like he dribbled hard toward the baseline, you know, and then kind of sidestep dribbled, escape dribbled back toward the middle of the floor, created some separation and canned a jumper. And I was like, man, if he's making that shot, he's unguardable. And we've seen in this month that when his jumper is falling, he is unguardable. And it was fun to see, you know, like, hey, Wimby is such a great paint deterrent. The Spurs have Carter Bryant, who's also an MF-er that matches up well defensively with Cooper. So it was like, that was the one thing I wanted to watch tonight, was like, Cooper's been on a hot streak, obviously. How is he going to get his points? Because he likes to score so much in the paint with Wemby and Carter Bryant kind of harassing him. And the answer is he just made jumpers, which is awesome. But just, you have to be able to do that. If you want to be a top level, you know, number one option scorer, you have to be able to score from all three areas of the floor. You have to be able to make jumpers, and you have to be able to kind of create something out of nothing. And Cooper was able to do that multiple times tonight. It was nice to see him play with a point guard again. Random Hart had 7 assists and 0 turnovers. And yeah, you know, it was just a really clean game for Cooper. He only had 2 turnovers, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. And again, it was just fun to see him score against a Spurs team that defensively feels kind of engineered to stop him between Wembanyama and Carter Bryant. And, you know, they didn't have Stephon Castle, who would also have been probably would have taken up that matchup as well. But yeah, nothing. I mean, Cooper has done everything you could possibly do since he returned from injury to make this a race. And we'll see if I don't know if he's going to win it, but he has at least put some doubt into the voters' minds after what looked like Con Knipple was going to really run away with this thing. Cooper in the month of April, 33 points on 46 from the field, 45 from three, 8.5 rebounds, 5 assists, 1.5 turnovers per game, which again, is really nice. Cooper had another couple of really nice passes. He had a really great, another great, you know, strong side to weak side cross court pass to Pulakaitis, who drilled a three. And again, Cooper is getting really comfortable. The cross court skip to the weak side shooter, Cooper's getting really good at that. And that was not something he was making in October and November. If Cooper if Cooper is making that read and that pass, and he's also scoring efficiently with his jumper, I mean, those are kind of the final steps for him offensively. Like, the sky's already the limit, but if he's doing that, I mean, it's kind of game over for the rest of the league. So yeah, outside of that, there was nothing else to watch. The Mavericks bench tonight was Dwight Powell, Tyler Smith, Musa Cisse, Pulakaitis, AJ Johnson. AJ Johnson, man, he had 9 shot attempts. Man, AJ Johnson had 9 shot attempts in 20 minutes. It felt like more. It felt like there was a stretch there toward the end of the first half where he was getting up shots like 3 or 4 straight possessions. That was pretty funny. Marvin Bagley started the game, left with an injury. Didn't finish. Max Christie was 4 of 7 from three. He was pretty good. Chris Middleton was good. 14 points on 8 shots. And yeah, the Spurs are awesome. 62 wins, probably finished with 63, I would imagine. And yeah, the Mavericks end their season Sunday night, and we start looking forward to the draft. And I hit the 15-minute mark, and I have nothing else to talk about, and I wasn't anticipating talking about myself. And it's a Friday night, and I don't know what else to talk about. Apologies to the tankers. Utah is kicking the crap out of Memphis at halftime, so it looks like the Mavericks are not going to gain a game in the lottery odds there. Memphis is shame. I mean, both Memphis and Utah are shamelessly. I mean, there are guys playing in that game. You know, they don't even have jerseys of these guys in the team shops. But that's another conversation for another time. But we'll get out of here. we'll let you guys enjoy your Friday night. Then we'll come back, and it should be me and Kirk again on Sunday for last game of the season. And maybe we'll have some more prolonged thoughts. I'm sorry, I don't have the hot take machine running. Oh, I will say one last thing before I leave. It will be very funny. I think the Hornets, like, there's a lot of Mavs versus Hornets fans, like Mavs fans versus Hornets fans animosity because of the Cooper Kupp Rookie of the Year race, which is really funny because otherwise, like, Mavericks fans and Hornets fans would never interact or think of each other. So it's just funny now that every day I open up Twitter or something and I just see Mavs avatar accounts and Hornets avatar accounts just fighting to the death against each other. I think the Hornets are awesome. They're very fun. It would be great if they were in the playoffs because it would be fun to watch them in a 7-game series. But I think it would be very funny if Charlotte, who is currently the 9th seed, if they finished 9th, lost the 9-10 game, and don't even make it to the playoffs proper. And I don't even say that like with the, like, ill will because of the Con Cooper. It has nothing even really to do with the Con Cooper thing. More to do with, like, the last month of NBA media has been taught, like, if you're listening to podcasts, especially, just talking about how incredible the Hornets are. And I remember the Bill Simmons pod a couple of weeks ago, he described this Hornets team to, like, the 2013 and 2014 Steph Curry Warriors, like, right before they turned into a championship team in 2015. And to make that comparison and then they don't even make the playoffs would just be very funny. And again, I don't want that for Hornets fans. It would just be objectively funny. So we'll see if that happens. But otherwise, I don't really care. So we're going to call it. This is it for Josh Bow, for Kirk Henderson. This is Pod Maverick. Hopefully, Kirk will be able to join us better next time. Again, you know, I think our recording platform has the flu or something. It was being weird before we even started, so probably should have anticipated that. But we'll talk to you guys Sunday after the Bulls, and then the season's over. We're free. You guys take care. Mavericks lose to the Spurs 139-120. Bye.